I got the opportunity to travel around and meet everybody at work. So now let's hear how each one ran with the story of the Gunnister Man. First stop, Coarf, where I discovered textile designer Suzanne Shearer stitching tiny embroidered buttons onto a map. Her piece is called From Where to Here, and she started off with questions. Where was he comfy? Where was he going?
I thought about walking in the environment and the kind of natural landscape around him and what would have been there at that time, and how that's kind of how you identify an area is by the natural landscape, the heathery hills or the reed beds or the cotton grass. And if it was familiar to him when he was going on his journey, if he can't, he was near the end of his journey, or if he felt he had a long way to go and he didn't kind of this landscape at all, and what he was seeing was all new to him, and what wildlife might have been there as well. I mean, was there loads of sheep, or was it just very barren and bleak? So that was the idea. I had the map and the buttons idea. Well, that's kind of influenced by his costume and his outfit. And there was just so many buttons on his outfit, and it was kind of interesting focus point, because his outfit was quite shabby and quite worn, but yet he had all these lovely buttons, and some of them had no purpose, they were quite decorative. So I kind of picked up the influence of that and tried just to put the two things together, and the detail I wanted to put on the buttons was have some natural features, some kind of grasses and wildlife and things that he would have seen on his route, and attach them to the map as kind of identifying points that would tell you where you were when you were out in this kind of bleak landscape.
And what material is this used for the map?
I'm using brown paper for the map, and the buttons are linen and kind of neutral colours, because I was trying to keep everything quite neutral and brown, and thinking about the colours of his clays, so kind of in the how the pit had dyed everything that kind of colour, so I didn't want to have anything particularly garish. I thought it all kind of blended in together, that would be kind of similar to how his clays is, because when they were made, they would all be in different colours, but that pit had all dyed them to the same kind of brown. And I wanted to use kind of natural materials in the buttons as well. Wool was just too thick and too bulky, so I went for linen. I thought that was another material that he probably would have been wearing, maybe on kind of some of his undergarments or something, but that wouldn't have been preserved in the way that the wool was, so it would just... You wouldn't be there on him here. You didn't ken exactly if he was wearing anything else or what. So the nice idea that you're using a material that would fade away as well.
And there's been working on quite a small scale, really. The buttons are not very big.
It's nice to do something on a tiny scale. I mean, it was kind of influenced by the space that there was in the cabinet, so you couldn't do anything too massive, but then it forced you to work differently for what you would normally work, and do just tiny, intricate, pretty things that were actually really fun to do, although you need a magnifying glass for some of them. But that's kind of part of the fun, and hope that folk can notice some of the detail in it.
He's been using a magnifying glass for the embroidery.
But yeah, but to try and get the stitching right. I mean, the buttons are 19 millimetres, so they're tiny. What I do a lot of time is drawing, and when I draw quite big, and then I can reduce it down or up on a computer. But when you're doing embroidery, you're doing it actual size. It's kind of a one-off, so you have to mark it as pretty as you want it to be. You can't play with the scale once you've made it. So that took me a few attempts to get things as neat and as pretty as I wanted, and practice it on different fabrics with different kind of grains on them before I got there.
So it's been a real piece of handwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been sitting down with my magnifying glass and my needle and thread and doing it all by hand, but I've enjoyed that. I've not been using the computer at all, actually, and I'm hand-drawing the map as well, so it's kind of a step away from what I would do a lot of the time. A lot of the work that I do, because it's printed textiles and it's digitally printed, it is very computer-based. You hand-draw all the initial outlines and then you put the colour in and the pattern repeats as I done on the computer, whereas this has been completely computer free, and it's maybe quite a timeless thing to do as well. If you think it's something that folk could have been doing for hundreds of years, with some embroidery and sewing and drawing and writing and things like that, I suppose. I mean, you think about all his clays is all patched up and stuff like that, so maybe that was kind of an influence as well. I didn't want to use modern technology in doing this because it was something for so long ago. Maybe subconsciously been thinking that.
Well, Suzanne, do you think there's going to get a product out of this?
I would hope that I would be able to develop it into something further, yeah. I think that the buttons, maybe it could be developed into badges or brooches, and the embroidery on them, there's kind of endless possibilities of kind of flowers and grasses and like birds or fishes or things that you could kind of embroider on them. So I think that, yeah, with a bit more thought, I would hope that there could be something that could come out of it.
So the whole project is maybe kind of a launching pad for something new for thee?
Yeah. I suppose it's quite labour-intensive doing this. And you have to think about the kind of costings and how viable that is. But initially, my thoughts are, yeah, it's something that I could certainly see myself carrying on after this project is finished and developing it further with maybe different influences and different ideas. But the concept of the pretty buttons or the brooches is a good one, I hope.
Suzanne Shearer and Quarf, thinking away from the computer.